A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars, MedStar One, Battle Surgeons, by Michael Reeves and Steve Perry. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. Blood geysered, looking almost black in the antisepsis field's glow. It splattered hot against Joss's skin-gloved hand. He cursed. Hey, here's an idea. Would somebody with nothing better to do mind putting a pressor field on that bleeder? Pressor generator is broken again, Doc. Republic battle surgeon Joss Vondar looked away from the bloody operating field that was the clone trooper's open chest at Tulk, his scrub nurse. Of course it is, he said. What, is our mech droid on vacation? How am I supposed to patch up these rankweed suckers without working medical gear? Tulk Latren, a Lordean who could read his mood as easily as most sentients could read a chart, said nothing aloud, but her pointed look was plain enough. Hey, I didn't break it. With an effort, Joss throttled back his temper. All right, put a clamp on it. We still have hemostats, don't we? But she was ahead of him, already locking the steel pincer on the torn blood vessel and using a hemosponge to soak and clear the field. Is it just me, or is it hot in here? One of the circulating nurses wiped Joss's forehead to keep the sweat from running into his eyes. Air cooler's malfunctioning again, she said. Joss didn't reply. On a civilized world, he would have sprayed sweat stop on his face before he scrubbed, but that, like everything else, including tempers, was in short supply here on Drongar. Is everything broken around here? He demanded of the room at large. Everything except your mouth, sounds like, Zan said pleasantly, without looking up from the trooper he was working on. Joss used a Healy gripper to dig a piece of metal the size of his thumb from his patient's left lung. He dropped the sharp metal bit into a pan. It clanked. Put a glue stat on that. Next! He yawned behind his face mask, and before he'd finished, there was another trooper supine in front of him. Sucking chest wound, Tulk said. Might need a new lung. He's lucky. We're having a special on them. Joss made the initial incision with the laser scalpel. Operating on clone troopers, or as the staff of Rimsu 7 tended to call it, working the assembly line, was easier in a lot of ways than doing slice and stitch on individuals. And, since they were all the same genome, their organs were literally interchangeable, with no worry about rejection syndrome. He glanced over at one of the four other organic doctors working in the cramped operating chamber. Zan Yant, a Zabrak surgeon, was two tables away, humming a classical tune as he sliced. Joss knew Zan would much rather be back in the cubicle the two of them shared, playing his guitar, tuning it just right so that it would produce the plangent notes of some Zabrak native skirl. Zan had the soul and the hands of a musician, but he was also a decent surgeon. The Republic needed medics more than entertainers these days, certainly on this world. The remaining six surgeons in the theater were droids, and there should have been 10 of them. Two of the other four were out for repairs, and two had been requisitioned but never received. Joss quickly determined that the sergeant, the remnants of his armor had the green markings that denoted his rank, indeed needed a new lung. Tulk brought a freshly cloned organ from the nutrient tanks while Joss began the pneumonectomy. In less than an hour, he had finished resecting, and the lung, grown from cultured stem cells along with dozens of other identical organs and kept in cryogenic stasis for emergencies such as this, was nestled in the sergeant's pleural cavity. The patient was wheeled over for suturing as Joss stretched, feeling vertebrae unkink and joints pop.
That's the last of them, he said, for now.
Don't get too comfortable,
said Lemeth, a Duro surgeon, who specialized in amphibious and semi-aquatic species.
Word from the front is, another couple of medlifters will be here in the next 3 hours, if not sooner.
The lights abruptly blinked off, then back on. Everyone in the chamber froze momentarily.
Sweet Sookie, Joss said. Now what?
In the distance, explosions echoed. It could have been thunder, Joss thought nervously. He hoped it had been thunder.
It rained here pretty much every day, and most nights for that matter. Big tropical storms that tore through with howling winds and lightning strikes that lanced at trees, buildings, and people.
Blast! Zan said.
What?
Got a chunk of shrapnel intersecting the portal artery. If I pull it loose, it's gonna get ugly in here.
Thought you said you had this one signed, sealed, and transported. Joss nodded to Zan's circulating nurse, who opened a fresh pack of skins for Joss to slip his hands into. He wiggled his fingers, then stepped in alongside his friend.
Move over, Hornhead, and let a real doctor work.
Zan looked around.
A real doctor? Where? You know one?
Working together, they managed to extricate the shrapnel from the artery with minimal damage. When they were done, Joss looked around with a sigh of relief.
Well, kids, looks like a perfect record. Didn't lose a single trooper. Drinks are on me at the cantina.
The others grinned tiredly and then froze, listening. Rising over the steady pounding of the rain on the foamcast roof was another sound, one they knew very well. The rising whine of incoming medlifters. The break was over, as most of them were, before it had begun.